You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Mumbai crime branch has arrested two accused for their alleged involvement in the firing incident outside actor Salman Khan's residence in Bandra West. The Mumbai police have confirmed that the two accused were caught in Gujarat's Bhuj late on Monday night. Both the accused, who fled Mumbai after the firing, have been arrested from Gujarat's Bhuj, officials said. They will be brought to Mumbai for further investigation, they added. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hit out at the Congress party's manifesto, saying that it fails the aspirations of the young voters of the country. Speaking in an interview to Annie, the Prime Minister said that his vision for a developed India in 2047 aligned with the first-time voter of today who would be the biggest gainer from such a scale of development. The developed India that I am talking about, who has a simultaneous future with it? Those who are 20 years old today. This is the time frame of his entire life, in a way. He will be 40, 45 years old in 2047. This means that the process of India's development and the process of his life are both the same. PM Modi criticized the Congress manifesto stating that it had failed the economy completely. NASA confirmed Monday that a mystery object that crashed through the roof of a Florida home last month was a chunk of space junk from equipment discarded at the International Space Station. The cylindrical object that tore through the home in Naples on 8 March was subsequently taken to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral for analysis. The space agency said it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. The chunk of metal weighed 0.7 kilograms and was 10 centimeters tall and roughly 4 centimeters wide. Sunrisers Hyderabad racked a record Indian Premier League total of 287-3 and beat Royal Challengers Bangalore by only 25 runs on Monday. Travis Head's 102, the fourth fastest century in IPL history of 39 balls, propelled Hyderabad to better its own IPL record of 277-3 set this season against Mumbai Indians. Bengaluru looked like it was crashing to a heavy defeat at 181-6 in the 15th over until Dinesh Karthik plundered 83 off 35 balls to finish on 262-7 and narrow their defeat. The aggregate of 549 runs was easily the highest in IPL history. Head's blistering century included 8 sixes and 9 fours. A movie weapons supervisor was sentenced to 18 months in prison in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin on the set of the Western film Rust, during a hearing Monday in which tearful family members and friends gave testimonials that included calls for justice and a punishment that would instill greater accountability for safety on film sets. Movie armorer Heena Gutierrez Reid was convicted in March by a jury on a charge of involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins and has been held for more than a month at a county jail on the outskirts of Santa Fe.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.